WRCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center. And always on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. Another round of executive orders signed today by President Trump, including one focused on digital assets. Here's ABC's Elizabeth Schulze.
This executive order says that there will be a working group, a group established by the president, to evaluate the potential creation and maintenance of a national digital asset stockpile. This is something we've heard a lot about, a Bitcoin strategic reserve. So similar to what you might think of when you think of gold as a strategic reserve.
The president also announced he's issuing pardons for anti-abortion activists convicted in blocking entrances to an abortion clinic in Washington. A federal judge in Washington state temporarily halted the president's directive to limit birthright citizenship, saying it violates the 14th Amendment. The president says they plan to appeal. In Los Angeles, a jury has been seated in the trial of rapper A$AP Rocky. He's facing felony charges, accused of firing a gun at a former friend in 2021. This is ABC News.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
For WRCE 107.7 FM News, I'm Joanne Krulotz. Wisconsin residents are paying smaller and smaller portions of their income to taxes, but that's a double-edged sword as cities, towns, and counties can't keep up with inflation. Civic Media's Savannah Tomei Olson breaks it down.
Wisconsinites are paying the lowest tax burden in more than 50 years. That's according to new analysis from the nonpartisan Wisconsin Policy Forum. The tax burden is the ratio between our income and what we pay in taxes. In 2024, it was 9.6%. That's the lowest in Wisconsin since at least 1970. According to researchers, it's because the state's income is growing while lawmakers are making, quote, aggressive efforts, end quote, to keep taxes low. Overall, taxes paid to the state grew 1.6%. In 2024. Meanwhile, local government taxes grew 2.7%. One category in that, gross local property taxes, grew by 4.6% last year. That's the most in at least 15 years. Revenue limits from state lawmakers have led to slower tax increases, but they've also created a situation where municipalities' revenue grows slower than inflation. That's a large part of what causes cities to propose referendums. It illustrates the larger trend here in Wisconsin. Residents may be paying less, but over time, their communities may raise taxes anyway locally to cover expenses. The state currently has a $4 billion surplus. For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson.
Wisconsin's minimum wage will remain at $7.25 per hour and $2.33 per hour for tipped workers as residents see neighboring states implement increased wage floors. The minimum wage has not increased since 2009. U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics data also shows the 2009 minimum wage change would be equivalent to nearly $11 today if it kept up with inflation. I'm Joanne Krulotz.
The Bucks take on Miami. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. NBA, the Bucks back home tonight against the Miami Heat at Fiserv Forum, but Miami's Jimmy Butler will not be there. The former Marquette star missed the team flight to Milwaukee last night, so the Heat have suspended him the next two games. Butler claims he planned to take a later flight. He just completed a seven-game suspension for conduct detrimental to the team. He's made it no secret he wants to be traded to the Phoenix Suns. College football, the Badgers' new offensive coordinator, Jeff Grimes, asked, what's the plan at quarterback now that Braden Locke and Tyler Van Dyke have both transferred out of Wisconsin?
We went and recruited a couple of guys. Billy Edwards obviously is somebody that we're expecting big things from. He came here not long after I did, and so there's a natural connection there for he and I. That would be the case whether he were new or not. Building a trust and a relationship with your quarterback is certainly something that's important for me.
That's the Badgers coach Jeff Grimes. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly clear for tonight, a low close to 5 below. Clouds return for tomorrow, some flurries and snow showers in the afternoon and evening. Highs into the low 20s. Mostly cloudy, breezy, scattered flurries Saturday, high low 30s. Currently we're at 15.
Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when. don't find yourself saying,
"When the storm rolls in, my time to find a pet-friendly evacuation center will have run out."
The scorching heat wave will leave me powerless to cool my insulin.
I'll face a hurricane without meds. Now that's a tough pill to swallow.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/olderadults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Pete Hegseth, confirmation hearing.
I've never disparaged women serving in the military.
Except for, you know, the podcast interview in like late November of 2024 when he said women in combat weaken the military. Except for that, Pete, did you get body snatched? Are you not the same guy that sat down in the Brosphere podcast?
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody. Big show on a Friday. Make sure to join us, Lieutenant Governor Sarah Rodriguez, former Wisconsin Badger Brady Ewing, and Peter Rapine of E-Bombs World. Be here.
The Todd Albaugh Show. Weekdays noon till 2. You're listening to News from the Center, WRCE. Broadcasting across the state of Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network and around the world on the Civic Media app. This is the Dom Salvia Show. And now, here's your host, Dom Salvia.
And welcome to the Dom Salvia Show. Thank you for listening. You can be a part, 855-752-4842. Got a jammed lineup for you today. Earl Ingram joining as a guest host for the next hour. Got Jess P.S. on the board. And, of course, our pal Bill Press. He's a podcaster. He's a pundit. He's a prognosticator. You can find him online at BillPressPods.com. Hey, Bill, welcome back, man.
Yeah, at least you didn't call me a pain in the ass.
Not this time.
We'll see how it goes. The night is young, Bill.
I was hearing all those peas popping. I was just wondering what was coming up next. Hey, hi, Dom. Hi, Earl.
Hey, good to see you, man. It's been too long. We haven't spoke since the election. Hell, maybe before the new year, Bill. I want to jump into certainly some of the political issues, but before we went to break, I reminded everyone that you were the chair of the California Democratic Party from 93 to 96, and of course these fires out there, man. I just wanted to get your sense, number one, of the tragedy of what is happening out there, and number two, how you think the local government or the state government is handling the issue.
Wow. Yeah, that's a big order. You know, California is the golden state, and I lived 30 years there, had 30 wonderful years there in California. But you're always living on the edge, no matter where you are. So we live in our houses, and we still have a house there in Northern California. And I know a little bit about what these people went through. We had a fire that in our little community in Marin County that destroyed 45 homes. Wow. Many of my friends lost their houses. We were in the line of fire. It was heading down the hill to us. We had a fire truck in our driveway.
Wow.
The fire crew, which had come from Sacramento, by the way, to help out, camped out overnight on our lawn. Carol cooked them spaghetti dinner, and they told us that we'd have to evacuate, except we were young, and they said, pack your car, point it downhill, and you have to agree with us that when we say go, you go.
No
questions asked,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
You know, we were spared. The wind shifted that night. They were able to stop it a half a mile from our house. But so just that experience, man, I identify so much with the people there. We lived in LA, and I know that area so well. Pacific Palisades, one of the most beautiful communities down there, and a real community. You know, LA is so big, right?
Yeah.
But it really is, though. It's a collection of great communities: Santa Monica, Malibu, Palisades. The Palisades is gone. Malibu is gone, at least along the beach. Gone. All those homes right there along the beach, they're all gone, and. And then if it's not the wildfires, it's the landslides that come after the wildfires because the vegetation is all gone. So I don't know how many people have lost their homes, but the stories there are so tragic. We have friends who've totally lost, who lost everything. And the question is, are they going to be able to rebuild? Will they be able to get insurance to rebuild? What are they going to do with all that debris? I mean, we're just starting to grasp the dimensions of this problem. And I'll tell you the one thing, that the last thing we need this time is to politicize the recovery efforts. I mean, the idea that Donald Trump is blaming Gavin Newsom for not signing a document that never existed, which would, he says, allow more water to flow from the north to the south, is absolutely insane. I mean, anybody, look, I worked for Jerry Brown. I know the state, his father built the state water project. Where does all the water come in Southern California come from now? It comes from the north. They got this big project. That's been in a place for 50 some years. There is no city on the planet that could handle four major wildfires at the same time with winds gusting at 100 miles an hour. So, you know, I always thought the effort of first responders, and I know it is, right? Their goal is, no matter who it is, we're there to help out. No questions asked about your politics. We're there to help out, right? With Donald Trump, it is who'd you vote for in the last election. So there were no questions asked when they sent help to North Carolina,
right?
Mm-hmm. Red state. But for California, Donald says they have to change their policies, change their water policies, change their leadership, change everything. For him, it's all cheap political games that he's playing. So I just wish he'd stay the hell out of the way, let FEMA do its job, let Governor Gavin Newsom do its job, and help all of these people get back on their feet, get another place to live, and start rebuilding those communities. But it's really, really, really tragic. I've been in touch with Carol, and I have with a lot of friends there that and their stories are just they tear your heart out.
It's terrible.
Well, that's spoken like a real human being. And when you look at what Donald Trump and Republicans are proposing as it relates to now FEMA, that states should be responsible for handling. I mean, just what kind of insanity is it to propose that states should be responsible for handling these kind of things? He's proposing this right now. And for the life of me, the people who support him, where's their humanity? Because any man who, in the face of this, while it's still happening, his response is, well, I think we no longer should have the federal government spearhead these things, the states themselves. Well, the states are devastated, man. They're in no position to do anything.
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you, Earl, that's absolutely true. But he also makes a distinction, if you watch, when Florida was hit by Hurricane Helene, he told Ron DeSantis, we will be there and we will pay 100% of any damages from Hurricane Helene because, and I'm quoting him exactly, he said, the people in the panhandle love me. Right? So that's where he looks, right? Hey, remember Puerto Rico? Yeah, he didn't help them out much, did he?
No.
He went down there and threw some paper towels at a crowd. He couldn't even find the damn island. He said, well, you know, it's a big ocean. It's in the middle of the ocean. Yeah. Jose Andres found it with the World Central Kitchen. He was down there handing out hot meals. Donald Trump couldn't even find a freaking island, right? So, and then he just tells lies. Like he said, with I forget which hurricane it was last year in North Carolina, he said the FEMA didn't have any money left because they gave all the money to illegal immigrants crossing the border.
Yeah,
it's just a flat out lie, you know. And he just repeats these lies, and then his brain dead supporters believe him, right? I think that's the way it is. Just, I'm telling you.
Folks are listening to the Dom Salvia Show. We've got Bill Press on with us today as well. Earl Ingram joining Just PS on the board. Thanks for your view on that, man. I know it's personal. I know you were there for a long time, and I think you really strike the tone that's needed, and not what we get from this administration. What else we got from this administration? Of course, Bill, were the pardons. We got lots of pardons. At first, it was going to be a case by case, and then the reporting that I saw said basically F it. Let them all go. There's some consternation apparently with the Megas, but they're not doing anything about it. They may be mad about it. They may think that, well, I wish you wouldn't have done that for the violent offenders, but he did. And what's the recourse, Bill? What's your thought on how this impacts this administration? What it says to the law enforcement officers?
I'll tell you what it says. First of all, there are not words to describe how bad this is, right? And you're absolutely right. The idea that we saw on Monday, to me, unbelievable. At the scene of the crime, in the Capitol Rotunda, Donald Trump says, I'm going to pardon the people who 4 years ago wrecked this place, broke windows, broke doors, crapped all over, literally. All over offices, mm-hmm. literally, right? Sent every member of the House and the Senate running for their lives, and the Vice President of the United States, and Donald Trump says, I'm going to pardon them, and those spineless Republican senators all applauded. Jesus, I mean, who are they? What do they think? Don't they have, I mean, there's not a backbone in the entire bunch. And I'll tell you, you're right. You know, J.D. Vance, 8 days before the election, yeah. 8 days before the inauguration, he told Fox News, well, yeah, we're not going to let nobody who assaulted a police officer or anybody engaged in violence. No. They're not going to be pardoned.
No.
Pam Bondi, wannabe attorney general, she says, we're going to do it on a case by case. That's what she told the senators, lied under oath. We're going to do it on a case by case basis. And we're not going to tolerate any violence against any police officer. Yes, they did. So I have a column out today in Chicago Trib on this point. Here's a problem we all have, okay, Earl and Dom. In the first Trump, I was covering every day at the White House. We called it the fire hose problem because Donald Trump throws out so much SH, you know what, right?
Thank you for self-censoring.
So fast that you can't keep up with it.
Yeah.
You know, and so you don't get the media coverage that some of these outrageous things that he's doing or says deserve. For example, the headline is Trump pardons 1,500 people. Boom. The next headline is Trump sends troops to the border. No. Let's go back and look at these 1,500 people, right? 600 of them were accused of assaulting police officers. And if you read what the prosecutor, what they were charged with and the judge agreed with, right? They were stomping on these people, throwing them on the ground, putting pepper spray in their faces. I mean, hitting them with broken furniture, flagpoles, you name it. It was absolute physical assault. 200 of them were accused of assaulting police officers with a deadly or dangerous weapon.
Wow.
And those 600 people are walking free today. And the message to law enforcement is we don't give a damn, right? Political violence is okay. Assaulting police officers is okay as long as you're on our side.
Yes, there is the key. Folks, that's Bill Press. Come back with us. Dom Salvia, Earl Ingram, Jess P.S., and Bill. You're not afraid to bear the burden of repeating what they're thinking anyway. Let's raise the stakes on the bet we made.
News from the center, WRCE. Nightlight with Pete Schwabe.
Mike Siegel. Hey, Mike.
When I look back on all those years on the road and going on two-lane highways in northern Wisconsin, in the dead of winter, could have been like 10 below outside. One deer jumps out in front of me. I was like, I'm done here.
You're in a ditch and they're not going to find you for 3 days. Dead deer carcass over there and a dead comedian carcass.
Holding his date book.
Somebody might want to call and cancel him at Zanies next week in Chicago.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabe. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Ever tried balancing a dozen eggs in one hand while hopping on one foot? Or maybe juggling cats while riding the unicycle? Sounds ridiculous, right? But guess what? That's exactly what texting while driving is like. Your human brain only has the capacity to focus on one thing at a time. So when you're behind the wheel, give driving your undivided attention.
Don't drive distracted. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Earl Ingram.
Is there an absolute right and wrong in things and in society?
Sure.
So somebody on the other side is clearly supporting something that is wrong, and I'm supposed to...
Well, it's a two-way street. I think if we all would become open to talk and dialogue, we could get somewhere. The space between you can only be bridged by trying to understand what it is the other person is thinking and why.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 to 10 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
That first time seeing my son, I feel like my life did a 180. He really a definition of like why he loves somebody.
Through all of fatherhood's firsts, never stop being a dad. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
This is News from the Center, WRCE.
Welcome back to the Dom Salvia Show, 855-752-4842. Thank you for hanging out with us. Thank you, Bill Press. He's a podcaster. He's a pundit. He's a prognosticator. He's also a pal of ours. Throwing all the peas out there. You can find him online, BillPressPods.com. Earl Ingram joining us as well, just PS on the board. Bill, if we talk about some of the other executive orders that the administration has put out there, of course, today being the blatantly unconstitutional executive order trying to gut the 14th Amendment. A judge in Seattle, a federal judge, has put a two-week restraining order on that executive order as the Republicans try to just do away with birthright citizenship, a constitutional amendment with an executive order. There's lots of issues with this bill. But and I'm going to put this in the context of the fire hose. You know, there's so much stuff coming at us, and we do have to prioritize and pick our battles, essentially. Man, there's only 8 segments in this show. You know what I mean, Bill? What do you think is important to address from this first round of couple of days of Donald Trump?
I think the pardons are one of the most, probably the most important, right? Because, hey, Earl, you and I remember when the Republican Party called itself the Party of Law and Order.
Absolutely.
Not anymore.
The party, right? Of assault and battery, Bill. That's what I've been saying.
I thought it was assault, battery, and corruption.
That's right, ABCs.
ABC.
Yeah, no, absolutely. No, that's what they are. And again, that message to not just to Capitol Police, but to police officers everywhere, right, is as long as it's political violence carried out by our people, our MAGA people, then it's all good, and we got your back. That's the message. I was glad to see the Fraternal Order of Police, which endorsed Donald Trump.
Well,
but, yeah, I know.
Yeah, you know, and I've seen some Senator Ron Johnson from the great state of Wisconsin, Derek Van Orden, our drunken buddy over on the Mississippi. Oh, I don't want to see that happen. Yeah, but it did. And what are you going to do about it? Absolutely nothing, Bill.
Absolutely nothing. But at least the Fraternal Order of Police did come out with a statement condemning it. I have not heard one Republican senator. You're right. Some of them have said, well, I wouldn't have gone that far. Oh, surprise. Yeah. But they have not condemned it. Not at all. Right. So that's one. Yeah. I think this birthright citizenship is extremely important to me because, look, what did Donald Trump say, right, in his inaugural address? God save me. so I could make America great again. Yeah. You know, he thinks he's a divine. He thinks he's king.
Yeah.
He thinks he's got the divine. That's what they say about the king of England, right? God put him there, right? Donald Trump thinks that God put him there. And he doesn't. You notice in his inaugural address, he didn't say, so I want to work with Congress to do this, do that, do that. No, no, he said, no, this is what I'm going to do all by myself. And I got all the power in the world and I will do it. Well, guess what? It took 2 days for one judge to say, I don't think so. I don't think you cannot. One man does not have the power. By the way, neither does Congress to just change the Constitution. Right.
Yeah.
If Congress wants to do it, they got to have 3/4 of the states to go along with it. And the president certainly cannot say, oh, no, I don't buy this 14th Amendment stuff. But, you know, I know Nikki Haley, for one. I know somebody else. Maybe it's Ramaswamy, who would be deported. Right.
Oh, right.
Who would not qualify for citizenship if Donald Trump did that?
It's just terrible. Bill, what about the, and I think earlier you may have mentioned this earlier in the show, the thought that, hey, man, it's just to get the wheels turning on this, because it's essentially judge shopping, right? If he can get it in front of a friendly judge or get it in front of a friendly, I don't know, call it U.S. Supreme Court. Man, I think they went against precedent by making, you know, Trump a king essentially in their last ruling. Who's to say if this thing doesn't get kicked up to the U.S. Supreme Court with three of his justices on there, that they don't have some other interpretation of this amendment?
Nothing. Right. People
That's
ask
frightening.
Me. Yeah, it is frightening. But I think there are no guidelines. For the next 2 years, there are no guidelines. The guidelines normally would be a Congress. Forget it, right? With Johnson and John Thune, I mean, no, forget it. Again, they applauded his January 6th pardons. They're gonna approve all of his cabinet nominees. Pete Hegseth, the most unqualified person. He couldn't run a Veterans Association because they had to carry him upstairs drunk every night, right? That was a group of probably 20 people. He couldn't run that. And now he's going to be in charge of 3 million people at the Pentagon, right? I mean, it's an insult to anybody who's ever worn the uniform or is wearing it today that this guy could end up there. So you can't count on Congress. The courts, forget it. Again, you may get a lower court that will turn him down, but they'll keep appealing it up to the Supreme Court, and the Supreme Court, baby, is all his. Yeah. I mean, 6-3, forget it. Forget it.
So is that your, I mean, that's certainly the possibility, but do you think that would actually happen? Prognosticate for me, Bill.
I think John Roberts and Alito and Clarence Thomas will do anything that Donald Trump wants. Yeah. I mean, I think that's his court. And I think the idea to me that this court would even hear a case that says the president is above the law, that they would even agree to take that case, says everything you need to know about the Supreme Court, in my judgment. Yeah, they're all his. So until 2026, there are no guardrails. Just Katie, bar the door.
And we'll be talking about it as much as we can, informing people on what we can actually do to stop these things.
And raising hell.
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. Bill Press, raising hell all the time. Appreciate it when you come around. He's a podcaster. He's a pundit. He's a prognosticator. Find him online at BillPressPod.com. Bill, thank you so much, man. It's been way too long. Looking forward to the next time, as always.
Great to join. Take care, Earl. Take care, man.
You as well. All right,
folks, this is the Dom Salvia Show. We've got Earl Ingram joining me today. Jess P.S. on the board. We're going to wrap this show up with Tell Us Something Good. In the meantime, taking your calls right now, 855-752-4842. Thanks, Bill.
You're listening to News from the Center, WRCE. You can always continue the conversation on social media.
Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
For WRCE 107.7 FM News, I'm Joanne Krulatz. Susan Crawford currently serves as a Dane County Circuit Judge and is running to replace the retiring Ann Walsh Bradley on the state Supreme Court. Both were recently in Richland Center campaigning. In her meet and greet, Judge Crawford emphasized that the state Supreme Court race is not about politics, but the law and rights of Wisconsin citizens. The 2024 word of the year was polarization. I asked Crawford how you get past that in the courts.
We don't get it by putting partisan politicians on the Supreme Court. I can tell you that much. If you see how Brad Schimmel is campaigning, he's trying to use that divisiveness and that us versus them mentality, you know, red versus blue, conservatives versus liberals. And what we really need on our Wisconsin Supreme Court is seven justices who are dedicated to doing justice, protecting the rights of all Wisconsinites, and upholding our law and Constitution. So I want to be on the Supreme Court to help to advance that goal for Wisconsin.
She said if elected, she would remain independent on the court.
I don't expect to always agree with any of the other justices on the Supreme Court, but what I am pledging to do is to hear everybody out. And I think that's an important part of the process, to listen to what my colleagues have to say, to respect their opinions. And then, you know, if I disagree, if I'm on the other side of the majority in a case, there's a whole process called a dissent where you can respectfully explain how you would interpret the law. And that's how I would do it.
Susan Crawford and former Wisconsin Attorney General Brad Schimmel are both vying for the soon-to-be vacant seat on the Wisconsin Supreme Court. For WRCE News, I'm Joanne Krulatz.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Netflix is raising its rates again by $2.50 a month, regardless of plan. This comes despite the streamer adding 18 million new subscribers in the fourth quarter of 2024. Why would they raise their rates while adding so many subscribers? You'll love this. Netflix says they have to raise their rates to make more content. Yes, they think we aren't very bright. I would have thought they were using that extra money to fix buffering issues from celebrity boxing matches and NFL games. Suits is proving to be one of the most bingeable shows on TV. It now has a popular spinoff called Suits LA. Clever. The show has just announced a slew of guest stars who will appear during the first season, which includes stand-up comedian Patton Oswalt, Fear the Walking Dead's Maggie Grace, and Brian Baumgartner, who played Kevin on The Office. Suits LA premieres February 23rd on USA. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly clear for tonight, a low close to 5 below. Clouds return for tomorrow, some flurries and snow showers in the afternoon and evening. Highs into the low 20s. Mostly cloudy, breezy, scattered flurry Saturday, high low 30s. Currently we're at 15.
Matt Nair on air.
Robotaxis made by Zooks are slated to hit the streets of California later on this year. Rides will initially be free for people who agree to test it out. You go first.
Wait, have you ever wanted to drive in a four-person casket with no driver?
My biggest sticking point about this is the name. Zooks is a cartoon character.
Yeah. Do you think when he just drives, he's going...
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. The Todd Albaugh Show.
What's worse, fast drivers or slow drivers? Karina listening on WAUK in Milwaukee.
Slow drivers are the worst. They think too slow. They stop in the middle of the highway to think about where they're going. Maybe they need to turn left and right. They're changing lines for, oh my God, I can do all day long.
Karina?
Yes.
Can you tell us what you really think?
The Todd Albaugh Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Ooh, let's unplug from the politics and rock some local tunes on Max Inc. This week, we welcome Or Does It Explode and Chicago Blues Hall of Famer Paul Flipowitz. It's Max Inc. Saturday and Sunday, 6 p.m. across the Civic Media Radio Network.
everything that we love will burn down. And should we love no one and nothing if all that we build?
And welcome back to the Dom Salvia Show. Thank you for hanging out with us, listening. 855-752-4842 is your way to participate. You can call us or you can text us. 855-75-CIVIC. Want to thank Bill Press, our most recent guest. Check him out online, BillPressPods.com. He is a cool cat, another cool cat hanging out with us today. Earl Ingram and Jess P.S. on the board, on the lines. Earl, you know I love me some Bill. I haven't seen Bill, I think, in person since the DNC. And, boy, it was a different feeling in the air then, wasn't it?
You know, Dominic, every time I look and hear Bill Press and guys like him, I realize that I still got something left in the tank.
Yeah, man, for sure, for sure. Bill's going to turn 85 in April, dude.
85?
I know.
Good for him.
I know. He's awesome.
Hey, man, I'm a babe in the woods, man. Yeah. 85.
I know, dude. This is what I'm saying. And so, when people talk about the age and all that kind of stuff, you know, it's obviously depends on the person. Man, Bill's still out there kicking it, doing it, living right. At almost 85, and we hope he goes on for a whole lot longer. Appreciate him coming around. Folks, don't forget, we're going to do something good at the end of the day. Last segment, we like to... I don't know, you know, end on a positive, happy, funny, fun note.
Mm-hmm.
So let us know, 855-752-4842. What happened to you today? Doesn't have to be political, man. The sun was shining. Maybe you got a good grade on a test. Maybe you passed something. It doesn't even matter if you're just feeling good. Something to make us all smile. Make sure you hit us up, 855-752-4842. Now, I have been, of course, been jam-packed here, Earl. Some of the texters and the callers will get to you momentarily. But let's get to some of the text lines, 855-75-CIVIC. My shirt, just for the record, does say Rise Against.
Yes, it does.
Yes, okay. So to be clear, some people checking us out online, and we're on YouTube, and we're on Facebook, and we're on all sorts of other media as well. I try to, you know, I love my T-shirts, man. I'm all about the T-shirt. But I'm going to have to, like, recycle them. I'm starting to wear the same ones over and over again. So I got to dig deep. I got
to
dig deep into the pile. Let's see what else we got here. The wind, talking about the wind, the fires, and Bill really... gave us some perspective of what's going on out in California, having lived out there for so long. We appreciate that. But yeah, that wind, that was some terrible, terrible thing. Let's see. I initially thought, says Monica from Mount Horeb, that the Capitol Police should just walk off the job. But then it occurred to me Trump would probably replace them with Proud Boys and Oath Keepers. Yeah.
Yeah. You know,
of course he will. I mean, he just legitimized his paramilitary people, man, when he let them all go, let the violent criminals out on the street. And when you talk about in the context of immigration, and what do you hear? Oh, I want, you know, I love people coming here, but they got to do it legally. If they're here, you know, without their papers, they're breaking the law. These are the same folks that just voted for a guy who literally let out cop beating paramilitarists. I mean, folks that were found guilty of seditious conspiracy to overthrow the government. So I'm sorry if I'm going to prioritize maybe some of those folks over someone who's just coming here to work and get paid and send some money back home because, what, a lot of our legacy policies in Central and South America, you know, just because we changed and pulled back doesn't mean there's not, you know, additional cause, man. These things don't go away overnight. We are responsible for a lot of our own issues right now, Earl. I just don't know how it's so short-sighted. And at the end of the day, we need the labor here in the state of Wisconsin and around the country. So if you're concerned about the law breaking, maybe you shouldn't vote for Donald Trump, who just freed a bunch of lawbreakers. Just throwing that out there.
Well, you know, man, I've been talking all day, man. Let's let your call is
all right. Listening. Let's do it. 855-752-4842. LA, Tom.
I mean, I got a lot to say, man, but let's go
ahead. All right. Hey, Tom, welcome. What do you got for us?
Hey, guys. First, I love the party of assault and battery.
Yeah. Thanks, man.
And I hope that every caller that calls in starts calling them the party of assault and battery. because I think that's a very, very, it's not just a messaging, it's a true message.
And that's what makes it great, right?
Democrats and Republicans.
Yeah.
Exactly. I also want to say just a little insight. What Bill was talking about, you know, the wind has been the biggest problem here in Southern California.
Yeah.
Wind starts to die down like it did yesterday with the Castaic fire. You saw how quickly they got that thing out. The Castaic fire is now, you know, out basically. And that's what was blazing yesterday.
Yeah.
So it's the wind, it's the dry weather, and it is the, you know, someone lights a match. The other day, as an example, I did a YouTube video on this, but I was out walking at 4:30 in the morning, and this guy was on one of our streets, and he was had a fire going. And I'm like, what the hell are you doing? He's like, it's cold out. I'm like, look what's happening. Go to a homeless shelter. There's one right over here. Go over there. That they'll help you.
Wow.
You know, so I had to end up calling 911. I had to call the fire department came. They put it out. But what's interesting about it is then they let the guy go. And it's just like, that's the part that's frustrating. Why can't you detain these people so therefore they don't go and start a fire somewhere else?
Yeah. No.
But I guess, you know, I guess that is, you know, part of the problem. But the thing is, our Governor Newsom has been doing an absolutely incredible job. And I also will let people know, I think we really need to start watching the price of oranges, avocados, things like that in Northern California up by Bakersfield. Today or yesterday, 65% of the people did not show up for work. The migrants that pick the crops.
Yes. Yeah.
So, you know, I think we really need to each day be having some type of ticker on the civic media. so we can follow not just.
I don't know if I got a big enough wall for all the tickers that need to happen, Tom. Hey, thank you so much. Appreciate it. And kind of a little segue here. And we see us sitting there, Mark. We'll get you in just a second. To Tom's very good point, reporting from the Raw story, farms already seen massive drop off in workers as mass deportations begin. Just a little bit here. Of course, the agricultural sector is in full-blown panic, according to the reporting, as long-promised mass deportations are starting to become a reality. And the ripple effect could soon hit supermarkets as the chaos surrounding Trump's strict immigration policies, which already include stepped-up ICE raids, is already threatening to send food prices soaring before long, according to a report in the New Republic. Bakersfield, California. Tom, to your point, saw a massive drop-off in the number of field workers showing up for work on Tuesday while ICE agents and unmarked Chevy Suburbans rounded up and detained immigrants in the area, profiling individuals they believe to be field workers. Field workers. Casey Kramer, president of the industry group California Citrus Mutual, told CalMatters that the events sent shockwaves through the entire community. People aren't going to work and kids aren't going to school, Kramer told the publication. Yesterday, now check this out. Yesterday, about 25% of the workforce didn't show up. Today, 75% didn't show up. 75%. And a final quote, if this is the new normal, this is absolutely economic. This is absolute economic devastation. We are talking about a recession level event if this is the new long-term normal.
You know, Dominic, what's so ironic about is the very people who said they voted for Donald Trump because the prices of eggs and the prices of food was too high.
Yep.
They thought that was a problem.
Mm-hmm.
But what they're faced with right now, what we're faced with right now is monumental because you're not going to get those people back. They know what time it is. They, you know, the word is out that Donald Trump is sweeping through and picking these people up. And so, man, they're not coming. They're not going to voluntarily be separated and taken away. So the prices of these items, really, man, unimaginable. I don't think people who supported Donald Trump, I'd like to hear their thoughts on that.
As would I. 855-752-4842. Tom from New Berlin points out, and he sends some Big Earl love, by the way. He says, until the Trump base feels it in their pocketbook, they will not change. And it's unfortunate because I think, you know, having a little bit of empathy and understanding and maybe thinking forward about and thinking through some of these issues and not just relying on what people like Donald Trump or Robin Voss or some of these Republicans in the state of Wisconsin are telling you. What we do know, Earl, is a big majority of the farm labor here in the state of Wisconsin are undocumented migrants.
Yes.
A big majority. And if all of a sudden, you know, maybe you get some deputies, some sheriff deputies who are, you know, going out, maybe they'll start giving you the, hey, you know, give us a heads up. We'll give you a reward if we find out who the illegal migrants are. And all of a sudden, what you might start seeing is these Trump supporters in rural Wisconsin who have these dairy farms. Hell, even maybe some of the big dairy farms. That's going to happen there. All of a sudden, people, 25% or 50 or 75% of your workforce doesn't show up. You know, it's one thing to get through, you know, milking 50 or 100 cows. How are you going to milk thousands of cows if you're missing 50% of your workforce? This is devastating. It's asinine. And what we should have, what the issue should be, is some sort of permitting process to allow these folks to come here and do it legally. Man, we want them here. Well, the Republicans are hiring them in rural Wisconsin. We're buying the milk products. Why can't we just do something rational like that, Earl?
Well, you know, Dominic, your point is valid, and it would be the solution if, in fact, the people who are in charge don't want that.
Yeah, right.
The people who have the power, they can't even comprehend that. Their thing is, you know, we are going to, these people are illegal, they're criminals, and this is where they've got people. These are all criminals.
Yeah. Yeah.
And so they bought into that. The average person, many of these people have bought into that. And that's why this is going to be horrible, man. This is going to be really horrible, Dominic. It's going to happen.
It's going to happen. And it's going to impact lots of folks. And it's going to impact lots of Trump voters as well. I mean,
yes.
And if the justification for the support to set aside the racism and misogyny and fascism, all those things, all those adjectives that I use, and you think whatever that behavior is acceptable because he's going to lower costs, and then he goes forward and does these kinds of actions, which probably will not lower costs. Well, we're going to have to wait and see. And if and when, do you change your mind? I wonder. We got two more minutes left in the segment. Hey, Mark from the SAC, you're up. Welcome. What do you got for us?
Yeah, it's nice to see Mississippi following the time to actually declare every sperm is sacred with their own bill. It just is unbelievable that they can waste time doing something like that. What, are they going to start arresting boys that are hitting puberty?
Well, you know, but that's basically a troll from a Democrat, right? That's the whole point for them to basically, in Mississippi, I guess, what, call it outlawing masturbation? Is that what they're doing?
For some.
For some?
Some of us it won't affect.
It's unbelievable that This is what we're in for, folks.
Who's going to monitor that?
Who's going to be my accountability buddy? Thanks for the call. NBC News reporting the Mississippi State Senator Bradford Blackman has filed a bill called the Contraception Begins at Erection Act that makes it a crime to, quote, discharge genetic material without the intent to fertilize an embryo. Perpetrators who make the unauthorized sperm discharges would be hit with a $1,000 fine for the first offense, $5,000 fine for the second, and a $10,000 fine for all subsequent offenses.
Is that real? Now, this guy,
here's what he says. Across the country, especially in Mississippi, the vast majority of bills relating to contraception and the abortion focus on the woman's role when men are 50% of the equation. This bill highlights the fact and brings the man's role into the conversation. People can get up in arms and call it absurd, but I can't say that it bothers me again. Come back with us. Tell us something good. 855-752-4842.
News from the Center, WRCE.
Imagine home. The smell of coffee, the sound of a lawnmower, the sun's warmth on your face. Free to be yourself, surrounded by love that helps you grow. This is a place to call home. That's an American dream we all deserve. But in 50% of U.S. states, you could legally be denied housing if you are LGBTQ+. Get the facts and hear real stories at lovehasnolabels.com. Brought to you by Love Has No Labels and the Ad Council.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Seems everywhere in the state, housing has just gotten so expensive. Our current president ran on promises to help the middle class, and I'd like to know what he's going to do about the housing shortages. I went through the executive orders. I read through the speech transcript a couple of times. Nothing he really said or did in the first couple days has anything to do with helping the middle class.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Where are you at with dome stadiums?
Oh, love them. Snow games are awesome, but it's also a risk of injuries and everything.
Give me a dome anytime. I don't want to see elite athletes running on snow like it's me playing out there and tripping and slipping. I want to watch those guys run. I want the receivers to run and catch their passes. I want to see great athletes being great athletes.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
Out here in the middle of these acres, it can feel like you're the only person on earth. That's how it feels when you're struggling with your mental health. But you don't have to feel alone. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
This is News from the Center, WRCE.
And welcome back to the Dom Salvia Show, last segment of the day. So if you got something to say, hit us up right now, 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC at the end of the day. Our last segment, we've got a new tradition. Tell us something good. We want to hear something good. 855-75-CIVIC, ending on a positive, happy, fun note.
It's good for the soul.
Yeah, man. Andrew from Maine, he says something good. I don't live in Mississippi, and I had a job interview today.
Hey, congrats, Andrew.
Those are two good things. for clarity, and if I still have it up here, we talked about this law to make that contraception begins at erection act. It was put up by a Mississippi Democrat. So you can understand they're kind of trolling. Trolling the rest of Mississippi. So, yeah, that is good. We don't live in Mississippi, but we live in Mississippi. You know, it depends on your perspective here. We've been criticized a little bit for our governance. A good thing, man. Tony Evers, he gave the State of the State address yesterday, and I will throw as my good thing out there. We had a little cut from him talking about money.
Yeah.
$300 million for mental health in schools. That is a good thing. Let's hear Governor Evers.
The state of our kids' mental health continues to be concerning for me as governor and also as a grandfather. A kid in crisis may be distracted or disengaged, may not be able to focus on their studies if they are able to get to school at all. I fought hard to secure $30 million in our last state budget to support school-based mental health services in schools across Wisconsin. But that was just a fraction of what I asked the legislature to approve. Tonight, I'm announcing my budget proposal will invest nearly $300 million to provide comprehensive mental health services in schools statewide, including support for peer-to-peer suicide prevention programs and expanded mental health training.
Yeah,
that's an investment. I think that's good. $300 million for mental health in schools. And I would, kind of contrast this with Donald Trump's, new TikTok love. Because what is he doing? He talked about the value of TikTok before, and now he's talking about, well, you know, yeah, they get the kids' data, but it's mostly kids, and who cares about the kids? I'm paraphrasing. So he's fine with the Chinese getting all of our kids' data. Well, if they can manipulate adults with algorithms, certainly they can manipulate children. You know what I'm saying? So are you concerned about children and their access to some of these apps that might be controlled by nefarious parties? Well, they used to be, and there is a cost to it. I'm not saying all of this is a cost to it, but there certainly is some greater social pressures given the social media these days. Earl, this is a new thing for us. I'm going to put you on the spot, man. You got something good for us today?
Something good?
Yeah, man. Tell us something good. Anything good, man.
Anything good.
Tomorrow is Friday.
Yeah. That counts for us. 855-752-4842. Man, how about you, Jess?
I have been listening to an album. It's not new. I think it came out in 2013 by a group called Avantasia. They are a German power symphonic metal band.
Yeah.
And this album is called The Mystery of Time. And it's a lot of fun. It's got several songs that are over 10 minutes long. It's a great jam. I've been getting really into it. That's my something good.
And we played a little bit here occasionally, right?
We've got a little Avantasia in the bumper library.
It is a good thing. Jess has some musical influence on the program here. Yeah. Well, she'll play some of my stuff, but I have learned a lot from your music taste. And, you know, I love me some heavy metal, so that's good. 855-752-4844. To tell us something good. Let's see, something good from Gordy, heading out Saturday for a 12-day Caribbean cruise. Not going to listen to the Orange Man for 2 weeks. Well, I think that sounds good, Gordy, but I'm not a big fan of the cruise line thing because there's usually outbreak of something, something, something. So I would just say, wash your hands often.
Wash your hands.
Chlorine pools. You know, they got those seawater pools on those. Congratulations, Gordy. Have a great time, dude. Be safe. Have fun. Get some sun. Andrew from Maine, he says, what do we got here? Something else? Good? Earl Ingram. Yeah, man. Earl, you're getting a lot of love out there today. Let's get a couple of callers in quickly. Wisco Paul, tell us something good and tell us what's on your mind.
Well, the first thing, if there's anything beyond stupid, that is Trump. I don't know if there's anything beyond stupid, but definitely Trump. Hey, the good part, Brad Schimmel, no more standing with law enforcement ads. The Trump's pardon of the J6 offenders ended that. The GOP is no longer law and order, period.
What would you call him, Wisco? Maybe the party of assault and battery? I think so. We're going to go with that one. Thank you, Polly. Have a wonderful evening. Charles from the MKEU will have the last word today. Welcome. What do you got?
So my good thing is my wife and I are going to Puerto Rico next month for her birthday.
Nice.
I remember you talking about your wife going to Puerto Rico.
Yeah, love it down there.
Yep. So we're going there, and then I would like to say this nut that's our president again was at this economy summit whatever, and he was taking credit for him and his team working out the deal between Israel and Hamas. I say he doesn't care how he lies.
No, man, he does not. He'll take credit for anything. I will take credit for a great show, mainly because I got great guest co-host of the day, Earl Ingram. Thank you, sir. You can check him out tomorrow morning, 8 a.m., 8 to 10, Monday through Friday, right here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Attorney General Josh Call coming on today. Thank you, Josh. Keep up the good fight. Keep defending us against, you know, those that would take away our constitutional rights. Also, of course, Bill Press, podcaster, prognosticator, pundit, BillPressPods.com. Thank you, Jess, for everything you do. Thank you to our fair audience. I'll stick around. Pete Schwab and Nightlights coming up next. We'll see you tomorrow.
You're listening to News from the Center, WRCE. Earl Ingram.
On the next show, Sandy Williams will be here to give his final thoughts on the first week of Trump administration, and we'll be joined by journalist Candy Stroud to discuss the legacy of President Jimmy Carter.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 till 10.
Carmelo Anthony for The Bail Project.
Bad news, you've been arrested. Good news, your innocence is proven guilty. If you can pay your bail,
Good news, you go home to wait your trial. If you can't, sorry, you go to jail to wait. But sure, you still presume innocent. But since you can't afford bail, you've lost your freedom. That's not right. And that's why the Bail Project helps those who can't afford it while fighting the in-cash bail. Because freedom should be free.
Brought to you by the Ad Council.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us. This is News from the Center, 1450 AM WRCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center. And always on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. The Senate is expected to take up a full confirmation vote tomorrow on Pete Hegseth's nomination to be Defense Secretary. Here's ABC's Stephen Portnoy.
The former Fox News host cleared the procedural hurdle with 51 votes in favor and 49 against. Two Republicans, Lisa Murkowski of Alaska and Susan Collins of Maine, joined Senate Democrats in voting no on Pete Hegseth's nomination. A final vote is still in store, but it appears Hegseth will have enough support to be narrowly confirmed.
Following President Trump's immigration executive order declaring a national emergency at the border, the Pentagon has deployed 1,500 troops to the southern border to help assist federal and state law enforcement. President Trump says he plans to appeal a federal judge's ruling today that blocked his executive order temporarily to limit birthright citizenship. The judge appointed by President Reagan called it a blatant violation of the Constitution. And the big chill keeping its grip on the Deep South, plow still working to clear snow and ice. This is ABC News.